all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
Well, Michelle, how many times has maybe some woman, or maybe like we were sitting there over coffee, talked about the fact that our guy, our husband, looks at porn? And what do we say about that? How do you make sense of that? I mean, I think it's ubiquitous. Don't you see that on Empower Her?
Yes, we do see it on Empower Her, and I have a lot of friends who are discussing it, and they don't much like it, which is very interesting. So I'm so happy that we have Dr. Marty Klein here today to help us sort through all of this.
And Dr.
Hi,
Klein,
glad to be here.
Well, you're a licensed marriage and family therapist, certified sex therapist. Tell us about this first, right off the back, this, as it were, book, helping young people develop porn literacy, the digital download, and how people can access this before we deep dive into this.
Well, if you go to pornliteracy.com, you see a description of my new DVD, helping people develop porn literacy, and you can also buy it as a video download if you don't want to get a DVD. So it's pornliteracy.com. And porn literacy is the expression that I use when I talk to people about understanding pornography and understanding people who use pornography and understanding how to deal with it. So porn literacy, that's what we need, rather than porn anxiety or porn panic or porn anger. What we need is porn literacy to help us understand this phenomenon.
Well, if a man watches porn every night, is he a porn addict? What's going on?
You know, I get that question a lot, and what I say to people is, I think that's the wrong question. Is he a porn addict is the wrong question. And I don't find porn addiction to be a really helpful idea to get people what they want. What people want to know is, if my husband is looking at porn, if my boyfriend is looking at porn, what does that mean, and what do I do about it, right? And so what does it mean? What it means, you need to talk to your partner and find out what it means. It's astonishing the number of people who call me or call a physician like Pam and say, my husband or my boyfriend is doing such and such. What do you think it means? And I think if you want to know what it means, you should ask your partner. Now, I can tell you what most men say. What most men say who look at porn is it's a form of entertainment, and it makes masturbating more fun. That's what it means for most men. You know, for some men, I think it's an escape from reality, and just like any escape from reality, people can overdo it. But in most relationships, women say to me, when heterosexual women say, my husband looks at porn, what does it mean? I say, well, first of all, you need to ask him. But what it probably means is that he likes to masturbate, and it makes masturbating more fun.
But then you've got this 40-year-old woman who, you know, maybe is, you know, things are starting to head south, and you know how that goes. I don't care how much you weigh or what's going on. I mean, your body's changing. And
right. A
lot of women, I mean, Michelle, don't they freak out about competing with beautiful young bodies, you know, that are seen in these porn flicks and everything?
They do. They worry about that. And we see a lot of women who come on and say, my husband doesn't want to have sex with me anymore.
Yep.
That's so frequent.
Thing.
Right.
That's a really common thing. And, you know, what I hear some people saying is, well, if we take away the guy's pornography, then he'll want to have sex with his wife more. And that's like saying, you know, if we take away your ice cream, you'll want to eat broccoli more. It just does not work. It just doesn't work. What's true is that in a lot of relationships, as Pam just said, one partner or the other partner or both partners have less desire as they go through middle age. And that needs to be addressed as its own thing. Pornography does not cause people to lose interest in sex with their partner. People lose interest in sex with their partner because of its own factors. It can be a matter of losing a sense of attraction. It can also be a matter of, I'm too tired, I'm too stressed, the sex is not enjoyable. You know, one of the reasons people want sex less is because the sex becomes boring. So why would somebody want to do something more if they weren't enjoying it? That's a conversation that most couples don't want to have.
So how do you have that conversation, Marty? How do you start that conversation with your partner, your spouse, whatever?
Well, you sort of take a deep breath and you look at your partner and you say, look, I'm planning on being married to you for the next 30 years, and we're already not having sex very often. And I know this is going to be a really painful conversation, but I want to have it now before we go another 30 years without sex. I want to have it now, and I want to find out, what do we need to do so that you would be more interested in sex? What do we need to do? Not what's wrong with you, not I guess you don't love me anymore, not you're a terrible person, not you have to stop looking at pornography, but look, we're going to be together for another 20 or 30 years. What do we need to do, and what do you need so that you'd be more interested in sex? And the answer might be, I would like to have sex in a different way. The answer might be, I need to work fewer hours. Or the answer might be, I guess I need to drink less. Or the answer might be, I need more privacy. Or the answer might be, I need you to talk to your mother on the telephone less. So the answer could be a lot of different things. But I can tell you that when people approach each other with anger and recrimination, when a woman says to a man, you don't have sex with me, you're watching all that pornography, pornography is crap and I want you to stop it, that does not work.
So really what you're talking about here is that a real core issue, whether it was just talking about pornography per se or sex between two people in a long-term relationship, it's communication. It's about opening up your mouth and saying, yo, okay, number one, why are you spending 3 hours a night, you know, watching porn? Can we have a conversation about that? It is awkward. It's hard. You know, you're a therapist.
Hard.
Oh, my God. I mean, and what if someone just sort of clamps up? You know, men are really good at stonewalling, for instance.
People are good at stonewalling.
Yes. We are too.
People.
We are too. And we blame ourselves.
No, I want to blame men.
I like to blame myself.
Thank you, Pam.
I think that's easier.
Do you like that?
Thank you, Pam. But you're right. You're absolutely right. What do you do if you say to your partner, I want to talk about our sexual relationship, and your partner says, I don't want to?
Right.
And the answer is you say, well, sweetheart, I understand you don't want to, but this problem is not going to go away, and I want to be happy with you for the next 30 years, and we really need to talk about this. And what could make it easier for us to talk about this? Would you rather talk about it at a different time of day? Would you rather talk about it when the kids are not in the house? Would you rather talk about it over the weekend instead of on a weekday? And, you know, there's other conversations that people don't want to have, like about their health or about the fact that your father is getting dementia. You know, there's a lot of conversations that people don't want to have, and a good partner will cooperatively and gently and lovingly say, sweetheart, I know you don't want to talk about this, and this is really important to us. So what would make it easier for us to talk about this? Because we got to talk about it.
Well, you know, one of the things I found that really helps is when people come up with pictures from the past when things were really cool, and you know, the kind of picture of a couple, you know, when they first met, or maybe even 5-10 years into it, and they're really on it, you know, and they really love each other, and they're much more physically active, you know, I mean, sexually. And it kind of conjures up some nice little memories, and that might be a nice segue, saying, oh, honey, can you remember when things were wonderful? And, you know, I kind of like that, and I kind of miss some of that. So maybe that's just a little thought here. But Dr. Marty Klein, oh, my gosh, you have got to just log on to pornliteracy.com and really look at what he has done to help us understand porn literacy and just opening up the whole discussion on sex and our ability to be able to talk to one another. Thank you so much, Dr. Marty Klein, for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Pam. Thanks a lot, Michelle.
Thank you, Marty. And women, you need to speak up and start the dialogue, start the communication. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King-Robeson with Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. Stay well.